evening. My message tonight has been titled, Seven. Seven is the complete number. 7 days in creation, 6 of work, 1 of rest, 7 continents, 7 seas, 7 wonders of the ancient world, and 7 days in our week. Even my family likes 7. Growing up, mom, dad, 3 kids, 2 animals. Right now, mom, dad, 3 kids, and 2 daughter-in-laws. What others can be found in 7? Well, if we turn to Genesis, chapters 7 and 8. I'm going to read just key verses. This is a lot of reading. The Lord said to Noah, "Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 2 of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 of every kind of bird." 7 days, in verse 4, "From now I will send rain on the earth." And then if we go over chapter 8, verse 4, "And on the 17th day of the 7th month, the ark came to rest on the mountains of Ararat." Down in verse 10, "He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark." Down in 12, "He waits another 7 days to send out the dove again." And then over in verse 16, "Come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives." So 7 other people than Noah were saved. Joshua chapter 6, verse 4, we see 7 laps on the 7th day by 7 priests with 7 horns. 1 Kings 19:18. "There were 7,000 in Israel whose knees did not bow to Baal or whose mouths did not kiss him." Proverbs 24:16 speaks of a righteous man falling 7 times and rising 7 times. Daniel 9:20-27 speaks of 70 periods of 7 years. Revelations, there were 7 churches in the province of Asia. Again in Revelations, there's the 7 seals, 7 trumpets, 7 speaking thunders, 7 angels, 7 golden bowls, 7 golden lampstands, and 7 stars. What else is found in 7? There's 7 editions of the divine law. Edition 1 is being written on nature, which is found in Psalms 19:1. 2 is written on our conscience, Romans 2:15. 3, written on tablets of stone in Exodus 24:12. 4th is Christ, the living word, John 1:14. 5th is the entire scriptures, Romans 15:4. 6th, written on our hearts, Hebrews 8:10. And 7th, Christians as living epistles, 2 Corinthians 3, verses 2 through 3. There are 7 attitudes of the spiritual life. Lying down is our spiritual rest, Psalms 23:2. Sitting and waiting for instruction. Luke 10:39. Standing for warfare. Ephesians 6:14. Walking for fellowship. 1 John 1:7. Running for progress. Hebrews 12:1. Leaping for ecstasy. Acts 3:8. And soaring for exaltation. Isaiah 40:31. And in our praise to God, seven things can be opened. Hands for benevolence, Deuteronomy 15:8. Eyes for vision, 2 Kings 6:17. Ears for hearing, Psalms 40:6. Lips for testifying, Psalms 51:15. Windows for prayer, Daniel 6:10. Our heart for God's message, Acts 16:14. And doors for service, 2 Corinthians 2:12. Seven figures express the Christian influence and responsibility. Witnesses or testifying, Isaiah 43:10. Salt as preserving, Matthew 5:13. Light for illuminating, Matthew 5:14. Branches for bearing fruit, John 15:5. Letters of instructing, 2 Corinthians 3:2. Ambassadors for representing, 2 Corinthians 5:20. And stewards for distributing, 1 Peter 4:10. All right, pop quiz now. Seven last sayings of Christ on the cross. Anybody? One. Two. Three. That is number three. Lama Sabathani. One more. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. We are also told of seven fear nots. And these are reasons for encouragement. Blessings in the journey of life, Genesis 26:24. Supplies during time of famine, 1 Kings 17:13. Protection in peril, 2 Kings 6:16. Strength in our weakness, Isaiah 41:10. Companionship during trials, Isaiah 43:1-3. Overshadowing care, Matthew 10:30-31. And life beyond the grave, Revelations 1:17-18. Christ also gives us, believers, seven gifts. Rest, Matthew 11:28. Keys of the kingdom, Matthew 16:19. Power over evil spirits, Luke 10:19. Living water, John 4:14. Bread of heaven, John 6:51. Eternal life, John 10:28. And a legacy of peace, John 14:27 and also in Revelations 2:26-28. We are also told throughout Revelation of joys of the future life, or no more ills of this time. No more sea, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain, no more cursing, no more night, and no more death. There are seven spirits. Spirit of the Lord, Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, power, knowledge, and fear of the Lord. There are also seven things detestable to the Lord: haughty eyes, lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, hearts that devise wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, false witnesses that pour out lies, and men that stir up dissension. And then there are also seven truths that are easily misunderstood. Can I get a couple? Seven readers? Adam. John 2:20. Anybody else? Sam. John 3:4. Keith. John 4:15. John 4:33. Okay, Dad. John 6:52. John 8:22. Did I see Emma's hand back there? Do you want to grab John 8:33 and also chapter 11 verse 12? The first one is Christ's bodily temple being confused with the earthly temple. Adam.
Jesus replied,
"It has been 26
years
since the temple, and we're going to raise
it in 3 days."
Second, the new birth is confused with physical birth. Sam.
How can you be born on the wall if you do not enter a second time into the water of the woman?
Water of life is confused with physical water. Keith.
The Lord is testing him. There is two men in his daughter, and an act of love he lives in. That sounds all the better for God.
Spiritual nourishment confused with food. John. With John 4:33. Receiving Christ's spirit is confused with eating his body and drinking his blood. Dead.
Then the Jews began to argue sharply among themselves. How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Christ's departure is confused with suicide. Trina.
This thing that Jews asked, would he kill himself? Is that why he says the rest of the world cannot come?
And spiritual bondage is confused with physical slavery. Emma. Yeah, 11 verse 12.
Lord, you have fallen
asleep, you
will be poor.
Thank you.
We have just 7 minutes left. Coincidence? Decide for yourselves. Okay, thank you very much for both of those messages. Appreciate both of them. John's message responding to one of the most common things that people say. You know, they're all these religions, and they all lead to the same place. And just observing in the physical world, it becomes obvious that they don't, let alone in the spiritual world. And it's very important for each of us to think about those kinds of objections and have a response ready in our minds, something that makes sense to us, something that would be easy to share with others. And I've always been fascinated by some of the numerology that relates to the Bible. It can lead to endless studies and sometimes fruitless studies, but there are some things that are a bit remarkable and I think worthy of our attention. And that number seven certainly is intriguing. Okay, I have a few announcements before we're dismissed tonight. We are having a reach out night tomorrow evening for the youth at 7 p.m. at the church building. Wednesday night classes, the college classes, have been postponed during the summer. And so they will resume in September. And in the meantime, we do have an adult class that meets in the back room on Wednesday nights. There will be new service schedules coming out this next Sunday. And sorry, the schedules are a little bit late, but Jeff and Keith, will both be calling those who are scheduled to serve on July 3rd. In other words, those coming up quickly. Don't forget the annual red, white, and blue party that's going to be at Jeff and Anna Hoffelner's. That will be July 8th at 6:30. And held at their home. So those are fun. I didn't get a chance to attend last year, and I felt like I missed something. So you'll have an opportunity this year. Prayer requests and some notes of praise. Safe travel for Chris and Becky as they drive to Michigan. Gail Lindsay has asked prayers for healing and calm for her cousin. Her cousin's name is Alice, and she is having seizures and some various other distress. Kate Campbell has asked prayers for her pain and also problems due to a medicine change. Deanna Hawkins has asked prayers for a cold. And we had a request from Leah Fogelstrom, who is Con Sample's niece. She has gone in for a PET scan, and I don't know what the trouble is specifically, but she asked for prayers. And we should pray about the outcome of that scan. Okay? That covers it. Let's stand and close with a word of prayer. Father, we come before you tonight grateful for a day full of blessings. Thankful, Father, for the message this morning, for the encouragement, the spiritual insight and challenge. We're grateful, Father, for your blessing in the lives of so many here at Glen Acres, and especially in Bob's life. We pray, Father, that you would continue to impart wisdom and insight and continue to bless his understanding. Also, Father, we're thankful for these men that have shared tonight, grateful for new perspective and understanding that has come for each of them. Grateful, Father, that your grace is seen in our hearts, in our thinking, and especially, God, in our motivations. Lord, be with us this week, even though we're going separate ways. Help us to keep in mind that we are bound together by our common love, a common commitment to Christ. Help us, Father, to know that each moment we depend on your grace. And we pray, Father, that you might be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.